Understanding the Lord's instructions to the 72 disciples is key to understanding the rest of Luke's gospel. When Jesus tells the disciples to greet no one along the way, he isn't suggesting that they be inhospitable, but that they avoid the protracted greetings that were customary at the time. What Jesus does intend is to convey a sense of urgency. The harvest is ready, he tells us. The worker proclaiming and building the kingdom is waiting. Every farmer knows that when the harvest is ready, you waste no time, lest the crop be lost. If proclamation of the kingdom of God is so urgent, why did Jesus rule out amenities like a walking stick, a sack, or sandals? Today, would Jesus nix websites, blogs, religious broadcasting, and publications is superfluous to the new evangelization? Probably not. But what Jesus does seem to be emphasizing is that he, the Father, and the Spirit will give what is needed to the disciples whom he sends. Everything Jesus had was given him by the Father. Everything Jesus taught was revealed to him by the Father. And everything Jesus did was the will of the Father. Jesus was the message. And those who saw Jesus saw the Father who sent him. No medium at our disposal in faith formation and gospel proclamation, be it electronic or printed, can ever preclude our own embodiment of the message that God has entrusted to us. We are not only called to proclaim God's love and mercy through acts of charity and sacrifice, through friendship and forgiveness, we must also become God's love and mercy to one another. It is not enough that we proclaim peace. We must become peacemakers as we seek justice and promote human rights. The disciples were so effective in their witness to the Lord that in subduing the demons that Jesus admits that even he saw the Satan falling from the sky at their hand. Nevertheless, Jesus continues, "Do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." My brothers and sisters, our Lord calls us, he sends us out equipped for building his kingdom, and he rejoices in our successes, but then focuses our joy on a facet of the kingdom of God that can never be denied, diminished, or destroyed, that our names, each of our names, may be written in heaven. We are loved by God, and we shall know the Lord's power as we go forth to proclaim his message. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the coming week.